This message comes from NPR sponsor, Noom. Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, helps you build new habits for a healthier lifestyle. Check out The Noom Kitchen for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. The UN Security Council is discussing a recent report on sexual violence by Hamas in the October 7th attack on Israel. The U.S. calls the evidence damning and devastating, and is urging the Security Council to condemn Hamas for it, as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
The UN Special Representative on Sexual Violence and Conflict tells the Security Council that she found clear and convincing information that some Israeli hostages were subjected to sexual violence, and that may be ongoing. The U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield says the council must call on Hamas to release all hostages.
Each day hostages are detained by Hamas is another day they could be subjected to sexual violence and other horrors.
The report also alleges degrading treatment of Palestinian prisoners in Israeli custody. Thomas Greenfield says these two things are not the same, though she says Israel must hold to account anyone responsible for abuses. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
President Biden was in New Hampshire today, outlining his new budget proposal and touting his efforts to lower prescription drug costs. NPR's Lexi Schapetl has more.
President Biden spoke to a crowd in a converted gymnasium of a YMCA. He highlighted provisions of a law passed 2 years ago that caps drug costs for seniors. And he said that he wants to reform the tax code to make the wealthy, quote, pay their fair share.
But I'm a capitalist, man. Make all the money you want. Just begin to pay your fair share of taxes.
The speech came after the White House released Biden's budget proposal for fiscal year 2025. While the budget lays out his policy priorities, how to spend taxpayer money is up to the divided Congress. Lexi Schapetl, NPR News.
Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban says former President Trump would cut off aid to Ukraine if re-elected president. The Hungarian strongman is an ardent supporter of Russian President Vladimir Putin, and he's been using the spotlight created by his recent sit-down with Trump at Mar-a-Lago on Friday. President Biden is a strong supporter of Ukraine. A bipartisan bill with more aid for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan is stalled by some House Republicans. In western Illinois, five people, including three children, were killed after a school bus and a semi-truck collided on a highway today. State police say the bus crossed the center line into the path of the semi. Schuyler County Sheriff Bill Redshaw says it's hitting the small community hard.
Not really words at this time that can be said to anybody, especially to the families. Schuyler County is a small county, small community, Raceville, Illinois. It's a close-knit family. And when you have lost a life like this, it's devastating. It's quite a tragedy.
No word yet on the cause of the crash. Asian markets are trading mixed. The Nikkei down 1.2%, the Hang Seng up 1%. This is NPR News. Teachers in Florida can now discuss sexual orientation and gender identification in classrooms as long as it's not part of instruction. That's according to a settlement between state education officials and civil rights attorneys that clarifies what's allowed in those classrooms. The law was passed 2 years ago, prohibiting instruction on sexual orientation and gender identity in early grades. Governor Ron DeSantis's office described the settlement as a win, since the law remains intact. China's annual session of parliament has come to a close, with delegates endorsing legal changes that strengthen the ruling Communist Party's grips and leader Xi Jinping's authority. NPR's John Ruich has more.
The annual March meeting of delegates to the National People's Congress is largely for show. The legislature does pass laws, though they're always in support of Communist Party objectives. This week, the Congress passed revisions to a law on the duties and responsibilities of the State Council, which is China's cabinet, a government entity. Party and state are technically separate in China, but Xi Jinping has been taking steps to dilute the state's power and enhance party rule. New articles to the State Council organic law say that the cabinet must follow Xi Jinping thought and uphold the party's authority. The changes passed with 2,883 delegates in favor, 9 abstaining, and just 8 opposed. John Ruich, NPR News.
Wall Street ended the day in mixed territory. The Dow up 46 points, the Nasdaq down 65, S&P 500 down 5. U.S. futures contracts are trading higher at last check. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News from Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Stearns & Foster. Every Stearns & Foster mattress is handcrafted for irresistible comfort, with indulgent memory foam and ultra-conforming IntelliCoils for your most comfortable sleep. Learn more at stearnsandfoster.com.